To the best of our knowledge, producer Charles Monroe Kane recently fell hard for what he thought was a piece of youth media. MTV's hit comedy The Andy Milonakis Show features the antics of what looks and sounds like a prepubescent boy who's been given a video camera and a film crew and told to do whatever he wants.
I rock peas on my head, but don't call me a P-head. Bees on my head, but don't call me a B-head. Bruce Lee's on my head, but don't call me a Lee-head. Now please excuse me.
When I first saw The Andy Milonakis Show, MTV's new smash hit, my jaw dropped. Literally. I couldn't believe a show this funny, this original, was anywhere on TV, especially MTV. And get this, it was made by a kid.
I wonder if I got a letter from my pen pal in Alaska. Awesome!
Dearest Andy, today it was 35 degrees below zero. I didn't wake up until 4 p.m. Then I ate 12 ice cube sandwiches. I feel so fat. Right back soon. Freddy.
Dear Freddy, things are going great here in New York. We have heat and we never have to worry about freezing to death. I'm sorry you suck so much, but more importantly, I wish I didn't have to deal with having such a sucky pen pal. Write me back soon. Andy.
Stupid, I know, but here's Andy Milonakis, a chubby, apartment-bound city kid who looks like he's about 12, who's writing, directing, and acting in his own TV show. Sure, it's poorly done homemade videos of him trying to inflate a Twinkie with a bicycle pump, or holding a funeral for a piece of ham, but he's got that goofy grin of a child unselfconsciously testing the world around him, and I like that. But the backstory on the internet was even better. Andy was discovered by late-night comedy icon Jimmy Kimmel. The video for a song, The Super Bowl is Gay, is emailed around the world. MTV signs him up. The Andy Milonakis Show is a rating success. Not bad for a show that has cherubim-faced Andy skipping up the strangers and telling him, "Thanks for not stabbing me."
I really hate myself. Have a nice day.
You hate yourself?
Yeah.
What do you mean you hate yourself?
I don't want to talk about it. Why do you have to always pressure me? Have a nice day.
You too. Thanks for the balloon.
Thank you. I hate me. I have no soul. Have a nice day.
I don't have one either.
Truth arrived one day in the form of a New York Times article. Turns out Andy is not an endearing, though strange, 12-year-old kid making his own show out of playing Battleship and eating Skittles. No, Andy Milonakis was born on January 30th, 1976. He's a 30-year-old man with a congenital growth hormone condition, working with a team of some of MTV's best and brightest. I felt so stupid. Played, suckered, betrayed. Look, I'm a pretty savvy media consumer. How could I have been so dumb as to let the MTV machine fool me again? Later, though, I felt depressed. Here's one more thing I thought might be real that turns out to be fake. And I'm just another step closer to not believing in anything, just like the rest of them, my generation of 30-something cynics. I put Andy's DVD on again and watch some of my old favorites. So, I'm asking myself, is a talking pancake still funny?
Does Pancake Face like syrup? I don't know, let's ask him. Wait, I am him, and I love syrup.
Why does this bother me so much anyway? I mean, who cares if he's 12 or not? I guess I do. I do. In this homogenized, mass-produced country of ours, I feel like I'm always looking for something that's not fake. Aren't we all? I mean, this is America, a land of helpless romantics. Some of us actually believe reality shows aren't fake. The unbending optimism and wishful thinking of America. God bless it. So Andy, I know you're 30, and I don't care. Sing for me.
So yo, I gotta go, it's time for me to rock it. I put bologna in my left pocket. Smear some cream cheese in my gold locket. Cause it's my show, I'm Andy Milonakis. It's my show, I'm Spandy Smilish Markets. It's my show.
Charles Monroe Kane is a producer for To the Best of Our Knowledge.